ASO mobile listening.
Q4AFO, KB4CBA, name here is David. How you doing this afternoon?
That's Chris, over toward Reedville now. We've spoke before, man. I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Chris. I'm headed out to play some more tennis.
That's a pretty day. You can be careful that wind to get you, but it feels nice out here. I believe I'm going to head home and work on the hot rod a little bit.
What kind of hot rod do you have?
Malibu station wagon that we drag race a little bit, and I'm currently doing the body work on it. It had been painted like 15 years ago, and it wasn't in the worst shape. It was just dull and faded, so I'm going to put a fresh layer of paint on it.
Oh, all I can say is better you than me, because I don't know enough about that to even get started. I had a friend of mine show me how to paint a hood on my car one time, but he kind of lost me with the wet sand, and so I let him finish it.
Tedious, and I can only handle it in small doses. I'm a mechanic by trade, so I'm good with mechanical stuff, but body work is not my forte. I can do decent work. I can't do show car quality stuff, but I can make it look decent. And it being a race car, it ain't got to be perfect anyway, but it takes patience, and I have to do a little at a time for sure.
Well, they say the money is in the body work, even at dealerships. Let me make sure I got the repeater here. You know, the body shops is where they really make the money. Heck, some of the dealerships I work for said they were losing money in service. I know that wasn't true, but it might be on paper. But if truth were known, I'm sure they weren't losing money, or they would have closed the doors.
They'll say they're not making money, but the problem is they want more than what they made last year. So if they don't make that extra percentage more, and they feel like they're losing money. So it's just a numbers game. That's how dealerships do. I've been in dealerships my whole life, man, and as a service tech, and, you know, they just play games with numbers. That's all they do.
Work for several dealerships, and coming along through the years, and they're all about the same. Oh, man. I remember just back in the 80s, we were out at the truck, you know, that comes by every day and get a snack and get something to drink, and they were saying that they had cut the salesman's pay. What they could make on a car at $100. Didn't matter how much they made on the car, the salesman got $100, and that was it. And they had a good many of them walk out and leave because of that, some good salesmen.
Guys up there make a percentage off of what they sell, and if I'm not mistaken, it's 20% or something like that, but I don't know. That's 20% of the profit or the value of the car. I'm not sure how they calculate that, but they definitely make better money in sales than I do in service.
One thing I thought that would really help in service is that if the mechanic sold something on the car that they didn't bring it in for, they ought to get a little percentage of that sale, because you know, if it wasn't for them finding the problem, then, the dealership wouldn't have that money. And, you know, they ought to get, like, say, like we did when I was working in retail, at Belk's, we got like 6%, and just something to give the mechanic a little incentive, you know, when they saw something wrong with the car that needed to be done, and they actually the customer actually said, yeah, go ahead and do it.
It's for sure. I'm all about making more money, so anything to help would be better. But they, I know some shops have gone to paying their tech salary, but we're not them. We're still flat rate. We get paid by the job as we do it.
We're for the county for a while, and they pay it. When I was there in the 90s, early 90s, they paid a salary. And, you know, the guys would, they'd take off to the mall and go shopping and just, you know, different things where they just stand around and talk. And I'd be over there working, and they'd say, David, why don't you stop working for a while and, you know, just take it easy. So it pays the same. That was their big thing, pays the same.
People that take advantage of that, too, that's for sure. My brother, it was good talking with you. I'm going to hop off the side here and get a little work done before I get lazy.
Good luck with that, and wish you well out on the track as well. And good to talk to you again on 2 Meters FM, and we'll talk to you later. 73 is KB4CBA Mobile.
KQ4ASO out. 73, brother.